Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Right.
Are you in Qatar?
I'm in Qatar.
Hello.
Mark, are you in Qatar?
Are you in Qatar, yeah?
No.
Are you in Qatar?
No.
Fuck's sake.
Why are you both in Qatar?
I'm in a Holiday Inn in Doha. What room are you, Ryan? Because yeah. I saw you check in. I'm room 7321, seventh floor.
Oh, no. I was just nosing around in the Holiday Inn. I'm over in the Hilton.
Right, okay. Well, that's fine. So, Mark, which one are you in? You're at home. Are you at Heathrow?
No. Don't judge me. I forgot the country. I'm in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, great.
I knew it was a Middle East World Cup. I'm really sorry.
If in 1994 you'd have put money on the first Middle Eastern country to host the World Cup, I would have put all my money on Saudi Arabia. Yeah. So I don't blame you, Mark.
That's why I'm here. It's very nice here. I think they probably should do a World Cup here.
Yeah, well.
I'm not very good at betting. I probably would have put all my money on Iraq.
Okay.
So you've got
good odds on that. Well, good by, long odds.
All right.
So you're in the wrong place. Me and Anthony are in different hotels. What are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a recce tomorrow because it's
dark.
Should
we come to you, Mark?
No. We're not coming to him. No, Ryan. We're not going to Saudi Arabia. Actually, what's the weather like there? Because it's weirdly just mild here. I thought it would be hotter.
Yeah.
It's hot here. It's very hot here.
Okay. I'd quite like some sun on my back. So yeah, we'll come to you.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, firstly, let's just get this episode out of the way. Let's just pitch some more rides for Football Land. At least we've seen Doha, Ryan. We know they want Football Land. I haven't actually chatted to anyone, but they look like they want a football theme park here.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of chaps who definitely look like they want it.
Right. It's okay. Well, let's just get going then.
All right. Let's go.
Grandstand. He wears the captain's armband. He's good at keeping up as he saves a little puppy. Captain Football Land. Captain Football Land.
So I've been doing it again, haven't I? I've been looking at Football Land and I've been seeing what are we missing. What are we missing?
Yep.
You know what we're missing?
The actual theme park?
Digital.
Oh, right.
Well, yes. But we've got enough to be getting on with, but we don't have enough digital.
What? Digital.
Yeah?
What digital. Do you mean by that?
Well, it I think sounds, Anthony's got it.
It he's sounds it great. In, he, yeah, re- I get really
he's
excited.
It in the right way.
I got excited when you said it, Ryan, and then the way Anthony's saying it has increased my excitement, but I'm still none the wiser.
Digital.
Wow. I really want to know what it is now because...
Do you get that now?
This is still struggling a bit.
So, all right. So basically what I'm proposing is a digital experience.
Digital.
A brand extension. A 360, 180 collaboration between Football Land and
Amstrad,
the internet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Something like that, right? So Football Land plus internet, right?
I'm listening.
Then I was thinking, yeah, you got it. I think you're already there, Anthony, but I'm just trying to help Mark out a little bit, right? Yeah.
If it's clever, I'm not going to understand it.
All right. So then I was thinking, right, what is football, right? Before, like, okay, because I got digital, then I need to get, like, football, right? So I was like, what is football? And basically, at the very heart of football, right, football is essentially all about voyeurism.
Yeah.
Right? What is football if it's not some people watching some people playing football?
That's really
true. It's a bit like if a tree fell in a forest and no one was there, right? If a game was played, but there was nobody there to watch it, did it really happen? And you hear a lot of this stuff, right? You hear a lot of people saying, like, football is nothing without fans. Now, that's something that I fundamentally disagree with, but I'll suspend that for the next 10 minutes, yeah?
Sure. Well, so, a good point was during the pandemic, they didn't, like, the non-league just gave up because no one was watching, even though they could have just carried on playing and put their results just on, like, the BBC Sport website and just got on with it. But no, it was nothing without fans.
Or just had a fella with, like, a camera just live streaming it to, or even not even a camera, a phone, a man live streaming it from a phone on YouTube, and that would have been enough. But no.
Yep.
And so based on that, all of that in a big soup, I came up with something that I'm calling The Watcher.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah?
Go on. Go on. It sounds
dare
like
you
a
ride.
The Watcher. Yes, dare you ride. The Watcher.
The Watcher.
Wow. Sounds like a video nasty from the early days of VHS.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of maybe could be. I mean, it's very kind of loose and in its origin stage at the minute, right? But the truth is, even though we might say, dare you ride The Watcher, you're not actually riding anything, because this is an experience for those at home, right?
Mm.
It's basically, it's a bunch of drones hovering around football land.
Yeah.
And, like, cameras, like, hidden in, like, bushes and bins and stuff like that, where you can basically watch other people having fun, but live.
Right.
And it's set, and then what you do, so you're, like, at home, you buy, like, a, you know, it's like a digital pass, a 360 180 digital pass, right? And then you sit down in your chair at home and you're like, oh, I think I'm going to go and ride The Watcher. You sit down and then you, like, log on to footballland.com/The Watcher and you put in your credit card details. And then you basically can choose what sort of character you want to be. So if you think, like, a referee is just a bit like a football pervert, right? He's, like, really into football. He likes being around footballers and football, and he likes getting really close and, like, trying to look through people's legs, trying to spot the ball. You know, it's a bit of a straight. So you, like, a referee would be one person that you could be. So it's a bit like LARPing, yeah? But, like, digital LARPing. So it's like live action role play. But you pick, like, you could be a spectator, you could be a referee, you could be, like, a commentator, you could be, like, a goalkeeper. They're generally not doing much, you know what I mean? You could be sort of an unknown member of backroom staff, that one of those ones that sort of just lurks behind the benches in, like, a club tracksuit, but you don't know what they do. And you basically, you go on and you pick one of those, and it simulates that experience, but of you watching people enjoying themselves at football. And
wow. So you're setting up a big infrastructure here, Ryan.
You can't actually influence what's going on from your home, or can you?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're just watching someone else live stream their time at Football Land, but all
you're just
from their eyes.
Yeah, you're just watching it in the style of somebody who is not involved in the game.
Mm. Okay.
So, like, we could put GoPros on, like, security guards and stewards.
Yeah, like, if you chose, like, to be an assistant referee, we'd have, like, a camera mounted on, like, a rail that just went up and down.
Right.
But only up and down.
Okay.
So, you know, if that's what you're into...
And only for half of
you can
the
just,
pitch. Only for half of the park.
Exactly.
So you can't...
Half of whatever.
You can't select something really genuinely exciting, like a GoPro mounted on the front of our fastest, most dangerous roller coaster. That would be out of the spirit of what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, if you chose to be, like, a ball boy, it would just be, you'd be, like from the, like, POV of, like, maybe a bin, sort of something sort of squatted down height.
Right.
And you just watch people sort of milling around, and every now and then because you're like by the bin, somebody would come up and put something in the bin and that would be and that would be the highlight of like your watching experience.
So
hang on a minute. What the fuck? What are people? Who's going to want to do this?
Because the ultimate expression of what you're talking about is to be a pitchside steward, where the camera's just facing out of the park, just looking out of the desert.
Yeah, you're just looking through the fence of football land, but
and you can hear what's going on behind you, but you're not allowed to turn around.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when. Medical staff come onto the field, but they're not needed, and they just have to run back.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
just be mounted on a camera that goes towards a roller coaster for about 5 steps, and then back to where you were.
And that's when everything stopped. So you don't even get a glimpse of what the roller coaster was doing.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a tiered system. So I reckon, if you're the ref, that's probably the premium. That's the biggest pervert,
good stuff if you were the referee. Like the referee over the years has had some of the best views of any non-player of the greatest goals and games that have ever happened.
Yeah, and that's the trade-off for admitting that you're not very good at football, but that you're going to run around in as a singular unit, you know, before they changed all the names of the referees, just as a loner in the middle of a pitch, just watching everybody else. For that, you get the trade-off is that you get to watch some of the best football ever from on the pitch.
Yeah.
So that's like, I reckon that's your premium. That's the drone cam. And I reckon you're in control of that and you can sort of fly anywhere and look at people having fun.
Well, that I could
after
see.
That, the next down is probably the spectator, right?
Yeah.
You choose a stand. So you choose a section of the park to be in and you view it from there and so on and so on.
Yeah. Right down to the pitch side steward who doesn't see anything but hears it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I
reckon we'd make
I can
a killing
of this. See the financial incentives working for the upper tiers. Not sure. So, like the ball boy, just watching someone throw something away once every 3 hours. Not sure.
Yeah.
And are we offering
an
OnlyFans kind of adult service where. Cheeky looks inside the hotel bedrooms, or is that's you don't want to go there?
Maybe. I mean, you know, you could be like mounted on sort of the toilet roll holder in one of the toilets, that sort of thing, you know. So there's something for everyone. The ball boy, even though it sounds limited, it could really deliver you what you want. And it might be a nice gateway to get people that aren't into football into football.
Well, by looking at someone throw something away at one point in the 5 hours of video cam footage, on 3 hours 47, someone throws something away. You want to stick around for that?
Yeah, people do that.
Do they?
The internet's a funny place. Yeah, the internet's a funny place.
Well, I guess people watch those nature cams, don't they, where it's mounted inside a bird box and nothing happens for 4 hours, but then. Suddenly the mum comes in and eats one of her babies and it's like it's carnage for 3 minutes and then nothing happens. Nothing happens again for 2 days.
Exactly that. And I think this is you know, there's not much technology that we just need to work out some ways of replicating, like how do you replicate the sort of the squad player so that it's a real, like, good LARPing squad player experience
Third choice goalkeeper. They're never, ever going to come on, but they're at every game.
Yeah. There is a website that you can go on that is just people. They've mounted cameras out of their window so that you can just go. I think it's called, like, Windows of the World or something like that. And you can just watch their view from their window.
Okay.
And it randomly changes every like 30 seconds or something.
Gosh.
Or you maybe switch. But yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an absolute winner. Earlier on, I said, why would anyone do this? And now I've realized that there are like just weird people. So weird people do exist. And also people love looking before you go on holiday. You want to see what it's like, what the beach is like, and you search for anything, don't you? So people will be just logging onto this and trying to look from the view of a bin.
Surprises,
yeah,
you know.
People do not like
people
surprises.
These days, you know, they look at the menu before they get to the restaurant, you know.
Are we going to let the Google Maps car trundle through our park when it's built? Because that would detract from the revenue streams that you're trying to set up.
Yeah, we can't let that. And also, no Google satellite. A bit like...
just a big blur.
Yeah, blur like they have in China and North Korea. We definitely need that for sure. And we could even put a big dome over the whole of football land so they can't see what's going on.
But ideally, from the sky, we'd have like the outline of Pelé sort of carved into the landscape and then football land is just a blur around the crotch area.
Yeah.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Lovely idea.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I think this is great.
Massive,
I think you're
massive advert for erectile dysfunction pills, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they're bound to be a keen sponsor of the park, aren't they? So, yeah, this is great. Very,
okay,
very keen on this.
All right, then. All those in favour of the Watcher, you know, sidling its way up like a massive pervert into football land, say aye after three. 1, 2, 3.
Aye.
Aye.
Well done, Ryan.
Well done. It's in.
Thank you.
What is a beautiful thing that we're building here? It's football land.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I'm going to pitch something called the damp squib factor, or the DS factor for short.
Ooh.
So the experience of watching football, this is actually less true in the days of Pep Guardiola and Jurgen Klopp, in that we've got managers, and across Europe, we've got managers that go for it, and games seem to be genuinely exciting. They live up to the hype these days. But it wasn't like that for a long, 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 long time. You would get the big match, the big overhyped match that would fail to deliver, especially during the Ferguson and Mourinho years. When Mourinho first came to Chelsea, those two managers would just cancel each other out. One of the dullest cup finals ever was between those two sides, where it was like a game of football is in danger of breaking out. And so they made tactical substitutions early, just nullified everything. And it was a midfield kind of dogfight that wasn't even remotely interesting. So I want to replicate that overhyping, under-delivering within football land. And I need your helps, both of you, to realise that vision of under-delivering, over-promising and under-delivering. So initially, the damp squib factor was a specific ride, and I've abandoned this for reasons that I'll come back to, but it was billed as the world's tallest roller coaster, the world's most adrenaline-fueled roller coaster, in that you climb very steeply for about 8 minutes. And when you get to the top, It's a level platform, and it's Neville Southall just ringing a tiny bell, and that's the end. That's all it is. You don't get to swoop down for 8 minutes. In fact, you don't even ride down. You have to disembark. You thank Neville Southall, if you want to, for his ringing a tiny bell, and then you just walk down some steps.
Yeah.
And it's the ultimate kind of damp squib. It's like, why did I bother? But I realised...
It's a bit like going up the Eiffel Tower, isn't it?
Oh, mate. Finally, somebody's had the balls to say it.
Well, God, I've only been up there once. I've only been up there once, and it was in a high wind, and the whole thing was moving, and I've never been more scared. So
go up a lift with 27 million other people, go up to the top, don't see much. Do you know, tip for people going to Paris, go up the Tour de Montparnasse, which is in Montparnasse, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the biggest tower in skyscraper, or one of the only skyscrapers in Paris. In fact, the only skyscraper in Paris. You pay like 12 euros to go up the top, and the best thing about it is you don't have to look at the Tour de Montparnasse because it's a really ugly building, and you still get to see the Eiffel Tower. So do that instead. Save yourself all the queues. Go up that. It's better. Rant over.
Yeah.
Wow. That was impassioned. Yeah, well, when I went up the Eiffel Tower, it was swaying around like it was made of rubber, and it was very exciting for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I realised that the moment the park opens and people report on this, then we can't replicate that. No one's going to want to get on a roller coaster that climb, and apart from Uber Neville Southall fans, no one's going to want to climb in a roller coaster for 8 minutes just to see him ringing a bell and then have to walk all the way down. So it has to change. The damp squib factor has to be something that is applied differently each day at the park. So we need to figure out ways of overhyping a specific experience or ride and then under-delivering. And it might be as simple as the clog flume or something. Just it starts and then, you've got to get off. It stops.
Yeah, or it just goes on a go slow. You can have a go slow just for safety reasons.
Well, I was thinking, 1 day in the park, all rides are limited to 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's just the ultimate. Come to Football Land. It's the world's first theme park based around football. It's in Qatar and it's just shit. The whole thing is shit. The ultimate would be not telling anyone, but when they get there, it's closed for the day. Sorry. Yeah. Nice.
I think this is good. You have to have a big build up, not just us saying it's good. I think Sky Sports have to say it's good. And you've got to get a massive build up on Sky Sports News
big game type.
Huge
hyperbole.
Everything.
A lot of promo.
Lots of documentary features, not just Sky Sports, but Football Focus can get involved as well. They're really good at documentary features that last 7 minutes and are about the tea lady and how much Swansea versus Cardiff means to
the tea lady,
three builders who live in Aberystwyth. We can really build up someone's holiday. In fact, we could get the whole treatment. I don't know how much this would cost, but we could pay Sky Sports News to do a feature on Mr. and Mrs. Benson and their four kids who are going to Football Land, build it all up, do rolling news of them getting on the plane. A bit like Ricky Hatton versus Floyd Mayweather, getting on the plane, getting off, having a press conference as they got off, a massive backstory about Mrs. Benson's sciatica problems, and build it all the way up to the park. And then it doesn't even matter what happens in the park because Football Land is going to be a damp squib anyway for that. Like we don't even have to toy with the actual park and make it rubbish for everyone else. It's just you can't beat the coverage that's been awarded because nobody's day at a theme park is ever that great. You queue around for a lot, the food's shit, you go on three rides and then you go home and there's two arguments. They're going to have a terrible time exacerbated by the fact that they had a 3-day build-up and it's on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But do we need to be even cleverer than that? Because I agree that's all good. That's tapping into exactly what I'm talking about. But do we need to be even cleverer in that a lot of like Chelsea fans throughout Mourinho's reign were kind of blinded to the fact that these games are dull as dishwater, that he does not deliver exciting attacking football. Yeah, sure, he wins, but is there glory in winning by playing for time from the first minute? They are still convinced he was great, and they're wrong. But how do we hype up Football Land, deliver an underwhelming experience, and let people go home still thinking they've had a good time when they haven't?
Well, I mean, we've technically designed that all already.
Yeah, I guess it's part of the DNA, isn't it? It's the DNA of the...
Football land is, by its very definition, a damp squib.
I want sort of little disappointments. Like when you go and see the Spice Boys for one day only, David James and Jamie Redknapp couldn't be there, so they're replaced by Jeff Thomas and the guitarist from Level 42. It's just... It's a minor disappointment. You'll live with it, but it's not as good. This wasn't what I was expecting.
Or one of them's opted out for their like mustache surgery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you were going expecting to see Ian Rush's mustache, and one of them's just I'm not doing that. I'm not having that implanted onto my face. Do you know what a damp squib is?
No,
it's a firework.
You know
isn't
what
it?
A squib is?
Squib's a firework.
Yeah, I mean squibs these days they use for like blood. Like for gunshots, so that it makes kind of explode a little packet of blood. But yeah, back in the day, a squib was a firework, and obviously, if a firework gets damp, it doesn't go off. So we've got fireworks and flares. So everybody's like, you know, really gearing up for fireworks and flares, and just none of them go off.
That's a good shout.
Yeah,
that's the perfect. But with a massive kind of full orchestra. In attendance and the Sky pundits screaming, "This is going to be the best fireworks display ever!" I mean, there was a recent heavyweight boxing match, Tyson Fury, and the adverts were relentless for about a month beforehand, and the hype was incredible. And without irony, the hype was delivered with the slogan "No hype necessary," and it was such a self-defeating kind of. That no one was quite aware of the irony of what they were delivering. No hype necessary, blasted at you in massive type font and crunching like thunder crashes for a month. And it's like, well...
It is hard to know what to do with a man that sort of came back from the dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, that's a tough sell. Like,
you can't do no hype necessary as the slogan when it's nothing but hype.
Could any hype out-hype coming back from the dead?
No, I don't think so.
But if you're going with no hype necessary, then it should just be a very quiet him in a smoking jacket sat by the fire, just gently whispering, "No hype necessary." That would literally be no hype necessary. And that would work, I think. That would get people excited.
Or just not advertise it at all before.
Or just not advertise it at all. And then someone says, "Oh, something going on at Wembley tonight. What's that?"
Yeah, by the way, did anyone see that fight yesterday?
Oh. No, didn't know it was happening.
But I think to have the full Sky... treatment, you need to have the fireworks not go off, but then have 2 hours of after fireworks about how that was actually tactically a great game, and it was definitely justified. And
3 hours of analysing why the fireworks didn't go off.
Exactly. Yeah. So you need that. You need a lot.
Maybe
of adverts.
We could pump a load of decongestant into Nigel de Jong's clog flume. So you kind of go down and you're waiting to get covered in spit and snot. And it's just dry.
I wouldn't see that as a disappointment, personally.
I think everyone's going to get a bit of spit and sweat on them, no?
Are they?
Otherwise, I don't know why you'd queue up for it.
Well, that has crossed my mind before, but yeah. Maybe I'm in a minority. Maybe I'm weird.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, I think even though we've made football land utterly terrible and dangerous, we now need to try and find a way to make it intermittently underwhelming as well.
Yeah.
But thanks, Mark, for adding an extra layer.
But not such that anyone notices. They've all got to be convinced it's still brilliant.
Are you saying that we can't hype the fact that we can't hype the damp squib? Because you said that people will know that there's a damp squib.
We've got to tell people it's brilliant. Make sure it's not brilliant, and then convince people as they leave it was brilliant. It's a tall order. It needs a lot more thought.
Yeah, you're gonna have to write that down for me.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Okay, well, I think it's probably time to give that a vote on this one.
Let's go
for it. Yep.
So, all those in favour of the damp squib factor being part of football land on a daily basis after three set, aye. 1, 2, 3, aye.
Aye. Well done, Mark. Yep.
Is that an aye from Ryan or a nigh?
I tried to do a damp squib of your eye.
Yes, clever.
Very good. Method.
Football land. I've got an idea for a ride. It could be one of a number of things. So I need us to nail down exactly what it's going to be. But currently it's called Ashley Young getting bird poo in his mouth, the ride. one of the best times in football when Ashley Young was just trotting up the pitch, opened his mouth slightly, and a bird poo landed straight in it. I think it was a seagull poo. It could have been a pigeon. Ooh. I think it was a seagull. And it splashed in so satisfyingly that it was meant to be. It was fate. It was beautiful. What a moment it was in football history and football culture. Certainly more impressive than anything Man United have done for the last 10 years. So good for them and good for Ashley Young. So I thought we need to make a ride of this. There's a few ways we can go. Firstly, the simple toilet. I don't know if you want to go down another toilet route, but a novelty toilet where you're sitting down going for a number two and Ashley Young's face now and then opens its mouth and you can poo inside. That probably is a bit too far for football land. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, can I just tell a story about my infant self that relates to that?
Yeah, of course you can,
I mean, this is touching on religion, and I'm not knocking religion in any way, but I was brought up as a Christian. My Christian parents told me that God watches you at all times. As a little boy, that's quite a terrifying thing. So I thought God was literally watching me at all times, and I was a bit freaked out by that. And then I had this brainwave. I remember having it at aged about five. So he's watching me even when I'm doing a poo, but because I'm sat on the toilet, he can't see underneath. So he can't see all things if he's watching me from above whilst having a poo. He probably delegates that. So I decided that his son, Jesus, was in the toilet bowl looking up just to cover all bases. And for about 6 months, I had a real problem going to the toilet because I thought I was pooing on Jesus's face.
Wow.
Which is...
Yeah.
It's quite nice. In conclusion, I'm all for pooing on Ashley Young's mouth. I see that as a good thing. It's a semi-religious thing. I'm no longer a religious person, but I remember fondly that those years of believing.
If we did the pooing on Ashley Young's face aspect of this, then it would have to be a once in a, literally, well, not literally, but a one in a million chance. So I don't know.
So
we only have it.
He's like a fish mouth that's opening now and again. And if you really want to poo in his mouth, you have to time it. Otherwise, it's just going to land on his closed mouth.
It's impossible to time it because a bird can't time pooing in Ashley Young's mouth just as much as Ashley Young can't time opening his mouth just as a mysterious seagull dropping falls in it.
Yeah, but
so
both
I think
of
it's
those
like,
things
it's
happened.
Completely random. Exactly.
Yeah, was
so it's
it
completely
random,
random.
That bird could have been. That, what if that bird was God?
Well, what if that bird was? But if a lucky person poos in Ashley Young's mouth once every day at the park, then a siren goes off, and they, as they emerge from the toilet, fireworks go off. They get a novelty giant check from a footballer at Football Land, and we make a big deal of it.
The siren should be the cry of a seagull.
Exactly. Maybe someone dressed up as a seagull for sure. Is it better that you experience what Ashley Young experienced or what the seagull experienced? Like, the other idea was having drones, or we train seagulls to fly around Football Land and just, you know, now and then if you open your mouth, you might get pooed into it. Like, reliving Ashley Young that way. Would that be a better experience and a better way of doing this than just pooing on Ashley Young's face now and then?
It might be. Do you think Ashley Young fans regularly go around... I mean, there's lots of seagulls in this country. Do they regularly go around with their mouths wide open, hoping to experience what he experienced?
Well, it is lucky, isn't it, in some cultures? To be pooed on by a bird is lucky.
Yeah,
I've never understood why that's lucky.
Yeah.
And the other idea was we make it into a carnival sort of exhibit where you're trying to hurl sort of scoops of ice cream, let's say, into a revolving sort of Ashley Young mouth.
Yeah, I was
so that's quite a skill game.
We replicate this with something nice like ice cream or yogurt or something that looks
like... I think
like
training seagulls
isn't.
To shit on everyone from above is probably even worse than like randomly pooing in Ashley Young's mouth in a public toilet.
No, but see, I think that as a good thing.
Right? Yeah.
Because you're not literally pooing in Ashley Young's mouth. It's a replica.
It's a replica of his mouth, but you'd feel a bit weirded out if you saw just his closed mouth looking up at you and now and then opening because you just... as you said, you just like poo on his lips. Like a cardboard cut out of his lips. And that's it. You can't flush it away. There's just loads of turds on his... Oh, you know, God. It would just be horrible. I don't know how that's getting cleaned. I don't know how that's working, Mark. Like, you're like the engineer here. How do you make that work?
Toilet brush.
I'll add it to the list of things I've got to work out.
Like a really big toilet brush.
Yeah, it could be
So, and also we've got too much toilet stuff, don't you feel, in football land? So,
yeah.
So the exhibit of Ashley Young, sort of maybe a robot or like a sort of a dolly sort of going around with its mouth open and you've got to chuck ice cream, scoops of ice cream into his mouth. Maybe when you're waiting outside an ice cream van for an ice cream, you can use some discarded ice cream or buy an extra ice cream and just chuck that into his mouth to win another ice cream. You know, we can certainly tie it in with a gelato stall.
Yes.
Do you remember that kids fishing game where there were like fishes in like, and you had a little rod and the fish's mouths were opening and closing all the time.
Yeah.
And you had to like time it. We could just get like a seagull turd on our rod.
How do you attach something that is essentially liquid to a rod?
Well, it dries, you know, so you could get, it doesn't have to be a real one. I mean, come on, like, you know, it's not the real Ashley Young. I don't know why the seagull pulled
it. Could be like an oyster.
Yeah, it could be an oyster. So you got an oyster on a rod and you just got, you know, like you said last week, not enough kids games.
Yep.
Just loads of kids in a big circle. And looking down in a pit full of Ashley Young heads opening and with their mouths opening and closing. just dipping oysters in their mouths. And like, if you whip one out, then you get to keep an Ashley Young head. The only problem is that you can't turn the mouth mechanism off. So it's just sort of going off in your bag.
That's great. Yeah, like he does. Similarly, you could have like a giant game of Hungry Hippos where you're all pushing down furiously on levers that open and close Ashley Young's mouth, which is on the end of like a big hippo. And in the center is a ball pit full of seagull poo balls.
Yeah.
And whoever gobbles up the most, again, wins a key ring or
well,
wins
that would,
an Ashley
that
Young
would involve
head
extending
on a stick.
His neck, wouldn't it? Every time you push down on the hippo, his neck needs to extend into the center. Could you bump into other hippos in that game? No,
they all sort of meet in the middle. There's a tiny spot in the middle which no hippo can reach.
Yeah.
So they're not like knocking each other out. But you could have that in this.
I was going
to
say,
we don't want to be accused of copyright breaches, so we've got to change the game slightly. So if they all could clash heads.
You can headbutt another Ashley Young in the centre of this pitch. What a horrible experience that must be to have a seat. I mean, having had one poo on me twice, definitely would not want it to poo in my mouth. Oh, my word.
Ashley Young does still deny this.
Yeah, he claims it never happened, even though it's on
he
film and there's
never
photos.
Happened.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I might have gone a bit Letizia in this, but he, it does, if when you watch it, it's all a bit JFK. It's like, the two bits of white do pass behind him. And I wonder if it's just one of those, just it's a really bad kind of karmic moment where it looks like, you know, I mean, the irony, I guess, is like Ashley Young is a mouthy player. And it's just like, maybe it is God. And he's just sent these two white blobs down behind. He's like, God's up there watching Sky Sports. Ashley Young comes into view. He's like, right, sends the two blobs down. It goes behind Ashley Young just as he makes Ashley Young a bit frothy in the mouth. He's got a bit too much saliva and it bubbles up on his lips. And at that moment, God just sort of like smiles to himself and goes, yeah.
Yeah, job done.
So I haven't seen the footage recently. How does he react after the alleged seagull poo lands? Because that's surely...
It just carries on. The gif ends. End of GIF.
Well, that end of that GIF. Would the ending that, in the GIF be, shop.
Yeah, in the GIF
that,
shop. Yeah,
that would be surely the best way to prove or otherwise that it happened.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to just calmly carry on if you had seagull poo in your mouth.
But you wouldn't realise for a few seconds.
It doesn't recoil in horror.
I would burst into tears, be violently sick, and then collapse.
Yeah,
there would be no doubt that.
Fair. But what if you were trying to mark like opposite number? You can't just say to the ref after they've scored because they've beat their man, like, "Oh, a bird pooed in my mouth. Can we stop play?" Like, you've got to carry on, haven't you?
You can these days with concussion protocols. Just pretend you've got a hurty head. I mean, Rick Carlison the other week went down after heading the ball and the game stopped. It's like, well, that's not a head injury. You've just headed the ball.
Ashley Young continues, he finishes his sentence, and I think if any kind of wet foreign object found its way into my mouth unexpectedly, I would immediately stop, probably recoil, probably spit it out, probably roll around on the floor. I mean, I would be going mental.
Yeah, but that's why he's hard as nails. He's a professional footballer.
That's true. That's true. It's him, not me.
Part of your training, question, isn't it? From under 19s, they pop unpleasant things in your mouth and you've just got
to
carry on.
To cover all bases, we have our Hungry Hippos game / hook a duck, but a shit in Ashley Young's mouth with the children. And then straight afterwards, they're funneled into a tent area where a member of MI5 or something like that gives them a sort of, you know, declassifies the information and tells them that it's a fake and that it's a forgery, and sort of maybe it's a Ashley Young PR sort of exhibit. You know, we all have our fun about the poo in the mouth, but afterwards we're told what really happened and our brains are sort of conditioned from then on to reject any theory that a bird could have pooed in Ashley Young's mouth. Yeah. And spreading the word. It's spreading the word of a bird didn't poo in my mouth, and that's my legacy. Yeah. So I think that's the best way to do it. You get people in. Yeah. Look at us pooing in Ashley Young's mouth. By the way, it didn't happen, and here's the proof.
Yeah, it's Matt Letizia just saying it didn't happen. It's just a short tent. It's like a port-a-loo. You just open the door and it's Matt Letizia. It didn't happen.
Cool.
Okay, well, that's it. All right. So all in favour of Ashley Young getting bird poo in his mouth, the ride after three, say aye.
Or not.
3, 2, 1, aye.
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 Congratulations.
Thanks.
Right.
Well,
that was it.
Yeah.
Right. This time next week, Mark, we're coming to Saudi Arabia. We'll have a chat
Is that the best use of our time when we're not building this in Saudi Arabia? Wouldn't it be better if I came to you? I mean, if you want to come here, fine.
Well,
let's do that.
Anthony said it's a bit grey here, so why don't we come to you?
Also, my hotel room, I thought I expected more from the Holiday Inn. I'm off to, I'm going to go to, it's always good to have an overview of the region, isn't it? Like sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees if you're in the location where you're building the park. But if you're a bit further away, you sometimes get more done.
Yeah.
So let's go to Saudi Arabia.
And they're not getting on, are they, Saudi and the Qataris? So let's find out why.
Yeah. Let's broker a peace deal.
Sort of like,
yeah.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that. Yeah.
Great stuff. All right, send us your Patreons and see you next time.
Bye-bye.
I got poo in my mouth. Great.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.